Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us. As we transform inside, our feelings, our thoughts, our words, our actions, so does our world, so does the world. It starts with each of us. We hold the key to transforming consciousness across the U.S. economy, across all nations of the world. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessel of peace, harmony, and prosperity, who we are by divine right. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God, from the book of the same title, page 49. Accept, do not judge, and move on. Accept, do not judge, and move on. This is a powerful, powerful message, so seeming small and innocent, and holding such power. The power to keep you on your right path, or the power to detour you momentarily, for a longer while, or indefinitely. Accept, do not judge, and move on. To accept is to take to. It's like, I guess, imagining, I'm seeing the image of a hummingbird taking to sweet water. To take to is to accept, soak it up, receive it, to approve, to agree. To say yes to what invitation you've been given. Now, it doesn't always seem like an invitation. That's the funny part. And it doesn't seem funny at the time. It may not feel or seem funny at all. I'm talking about those times when life doesn't seem like it's treating you right. People are not lining up doing what you thought or felt they were supposed to do. And we're told to accept. Do not judge. Accept it. Receive it. To bear it. And to go further, to be willing, to accept is to willingly receive. It's to do so readily and cheerfully, favorably. Not just putting on the happy face outside. So many people have learned how to do that. I happened to catch a segment of The Biggest Loser on TV. And they had this season more people over 400 pounds, even a man over 500 pounds, than they've ever had on any show. And so many people said that they went through life, have gone through their life, looking like they were the life of the party, accepting everything readily, happily on the outside, smiling, and felt their job was to help other people feel comfortable and easy. But inside, they were not accepting. And that's what today's message is about. They did not accept. They were eating up inside. And so they ate more and more outside to fill the void they were feeling inside. We're told, accept, do not judge. And I'm sure these people, no matter what they said, no matter what they said to themselves or to others, to continue to live their life as they put on pound after pound, incredible weight that was harmful to their life physically. It became harmful to their life emotionally and spiritually. They knew that. And when they were sharing their stories, they could not help but cry, and those listening cried because they knew what those people were experiencing. They did not accept. They did not receive whatever happened willingly. They were hurt inside. They held on to that hurt, and they fed it with more and more food instead of saying, okay, I approve whatever did not happen. It did not go my way. I accept that. I accept it as good. I consider it good, satisfactory, and move on. That's what today's message is. Who knows what it was that set each person off on their path? And thankfully, those people have found an outlet now here to help them rediscover discover the powerful beings who they are. And as they go through this process of exercising their outer will, they will reconnect with their inner will. Surely they will. And they will rediscover the powerful being they are, the spiritual being they are. It's not always known spiritually, but it's a process to accept and do not judge. Who are we to be the judge, to criticize, to censor? And when we judge, even though we say, oh, I'm not going to judge, I'm not the law, we form some opinion about who or what is worthy. And we end up most of the time criticizing ourselves for whatever did or did not happen. We take on blame. We say it for someone else, and we may even espouse that to others, but inside, we blame ourselves. We're told, accept, do not judge. Do not judge, and move on. Moving on is changing your place or position. Literally, it could be change your physical location. But I share with you to change your physical location and hold on to those same inner thoughts that are eating you up inside will not change anything. It's to change your perspective from the inside out, to see things as God sees things, to see whatever did not happen the way you thought it was supposed to happen as an absolute gift and a lesson. It's seeing it all as a blessing and then discovering what is this golden light, this blessing within the seeming upset. That's your responsibility. Accept, do not judge, and move on. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for your good. You're forcing a situation, wanting it to be a certain way when it's not meant to play out that way, staying in a situation longer than you should once you know it doesn't work, telling yourself something is right when you know inside it is not. All these things keep you stuck, create toxins internally within you, and hold you back from receiving the absolute good you're always meant to receive. It holds you back from being this divine vessel, living a life filled with peace, harmony, and prosperity. We don't always know it at the time because we're looking for an outward confirmation that my accepting what I don't like as good is good for me. We're looking for something outwardly to happen. The sooner you're willing to accept that it is, the sooner it shows up. It's not one time only. It's a consistency on your part to stay in this energy of, yes, yes, I accept this new opportunity. I don't know what it is. I accept it. I will discover it. I'm willing to discover it. I'm willing to do what I need to do. So I stay on my right path. That's accept. Believing in the inconceivable, believing in the non-visible, believing in the notion, and I share with you the truth, that everything is happening for your good. Life's like one symbol after another, and it's really about getting things from a higher level to be able to decode it, to understand the symbols. And when we do that, we can get it easier. We will understand, oh, if this happened, it doesn't literally mean this. It means something else. For example, New Year's Day, for some reason, I was guided to look out my front window. And to my amazement, I saw this huge limb from the tree in front of my house there on the ground. I attempted to open the door, and I really could barely get it open 4 inches. Whether it was a tornado went through, a huge gust of wind, it wasn't going to open. Finally, as it calmed down, I went outside and I found from another entrance, and I found that the tree had been moved from where it fell right in front of my house, inches away from the roof. It had been blown to block the carport. And I thought, well, okay, I'll just move it. Well, this thing, you just can't move it. It was huge. It was like a whole long limb. And later I had someone come, and I called the tree people, and the man cut into pieces, and each one must have, was like a log. They were so heavy, maybe 50 pounds per piece that he cut. Now, why do I share this story? It's because we accept what happened. That is a symbol of life. It happened on New Year's Day. I had lots of ways to think about it. Oh, my God, I start the year off with this huge expense. You know, what's going on here? I could read something bad into it. I chose a different path. And there are many paths to look at it from. One was kind of like my thinking about getting a new car. You get your first little scratch or dent. You go, okay, good, I got that out of the way. No more scratches or dents. It's free sailing from here. Okay, that's how we're starting the new year. It's perfect. Perhaps a higher level to see the symbolism that a branch, a limb fell. Something is to give, perhaps symbolically in my life, a letting go of those seeming branches or limbs, extensions of me that are not strong enough to withstand the winds of life, time, those storms that come up. Let it go and get yourself healthy. So I had the tree trimmed all around and all aired out so the whole thing can grow stronger, more abundantly. I share with you, that's a symbolic message. That is a message from a higher level, a spiritual message for life. Let go who and what is not strong enough to take you to where you're really meant to be in life. And as you do that, you build up your inner strength, your immunity, your well-being, your abundance on all levels. You flourish, as surely that tree will continue to do. Accept. Do not judge, and move on. The message is clear when you are willing to receive it readily, cheerfully, favorably. Declare it good and move on. Move to your new right place. The actions, the thoughts, the people, the situations that allow you to flourish under grace. And in doing so, you bring out, you express your true gift, your true nature. Not only do you benefit, but all in your world benefit. And since we are vibrational, energetic beings, the world, you become the victor, not the victim. Accept, do not judge, and move on. We will keep this message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Taking it slowly. Imagining that you are one with the energy of the universe. As you breathe in, God's divine breath, and come to rest at the center of your being. Feeling this absolute peace inside. Being one with the stillness inside. Noticing the color and the light Perhaps there's a single light. Breathing into that light. At your core essence. And as you do, know is your soul self communicating with you. And as you breathe into this light, it grows brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger, wider and wider. Feel this energy passing through every cell and atom of your being. Stretching from your heart to your fingertips, your toes, and the top of your head. Sending the message of peace, harmony, prosperity. Willingly receive it now. Willingly receive divine love, and you are one. Willingly receive, I am one with the power and presence of God. Willingly receive, I am one with grace. Willingly receive, I am that I am. Willingly receive, all is well for me now. Willingly receive, I am guided under grace to my right place now. Willingly receive, all good things happen for me now. Willingly receive, divine love and I are one. Willingly receive, I am a child of God, receiving God's kingdom of goodness now. Willingly receive, God and my angels are guiding me at all times, safely, securely, now. Willingly receive. Every answer I need is here for me now. Willingly receive. The world is here for my good now. Willingly receive. I am filled with God's gift for the world now. Willingly receive. I am love. I am loved. Love am I. Willingly receive the truth of your being, knowing all is well, everything is happening for me. I am secure and certain of this truth. Willingly receive. Yes, it is true. God and I are one. Be one with this truth as you open your heart center wider and wider to receive God's love, peace, harmony, prosperity, balance, joy, ease, grace, now. Dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living, to live from this truth in our inner world, not just our outer world, to feel and know this truth inside out and act from it boldly now under grace. So as we began, we breathe long, deep, gentle, slow breaths. Knowing we are breathing in God's breath, pure, divine power and presence that moves us forward. Becoming aware of your physical body temple as we rise up inside to claim our greatness, our goodness, our godliness. Breathing into your hands and your feet and squeezing them ever so gently, waking up your physical body temple. Breathing into your heart and breathing into your head. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Accept and move on to be love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, and balance. Express your true nature, divine love, and I are one. I am one with grace. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mother Earth. Om, om, om.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for being your God, perfect, powerful, beautiful self. God bless. Namaste.